Hey, we're getting ready to ring in 2020. It's time for Hanging with Big Walt right here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Talking it over with the former Blues star, Keith Tkachuk. It's presented by Marie Davila Senior Living, Greenville University, Triad Bank, Fast Eddie's Bonaire, and Urban Chestnut Brewery. And Big Walt, the first question every time we talk, where in the world are you?
I'm in lovely Detroit watching some hockey at the Greater Lakes Invitational. So it's been fun. Lots of traveling.
So what about New Year's then? You're going to ring it in Motor City?
No, I'm going to head home here soon and spend time with Chantel and my daughter Karen.
Okay, perfect. All right. This guy is a grinder. He's out there scouting. We're talking what? Are these college kids?
All college free agents, my friend. All college free agents. Something you don't know about JVC New Year.
Hey, you know what? It's about to be my year. You've called me this probably for about 10 years now, and it's finally going to be my year. 2020 is going to be special.
Special year, buddy. You should know. I'm proud of you. This will be the year of Martin Kilcoin, 2020.
What's the hockey equivalent? 5-5? Or I mean,
I don't know. That's 2020. I don't know. There is no equivalent because you're in such high regard. That's why we love you, buddy. 2020, and it's not 20 points, 20 rebounds. It's only up by 20 and down by 20. It's like when you get a lead like 6-1 or down 6-1. That's when you let the guys like you play.
Do you think there are guys, probably not at the NHL level, maybe a little bit, but that are sort of the lower end players and they kind of know when it's a tight game that they're just not getting back out there?
Yeah, there's a few of those guys. I don't want to name their names, but, you know, those guys get a nice seat on the bench in the third period. And that's why they become good coaches in the NHL nowadays.
Hey, let's not bury the lead. The All-Star Game is in St. Louis. This is pretty cool. Matthew Tkachuk will be in the All-Star Game in a building he used to go to as a little kid. I can only imagine how excited you and Chantel are.
Well, we are. I'm proud of Matthew. You know, he's had a good year this year, and you know, especially getting to camp late, you know, and to be able to play in your first All-Star Game, which is a big thrill, I know, for him. And then especially doing it in his hometown, a rink that he grew up, you know, going to games and being that kid and, you know, being a fan of the game. And I'm proud of him. And I know he's ecstatic. And doing it in front of family and friends is going to be even more special.
Did you guys talk about it last summer at all and say, hey, we know that game's here. You got a shot. I mean, how much was it even on your radar?
No, I mean, you know, it wasn't because it's you just never know. It's so hard to do, you know, and you don't think about that. You know, you want to, your first thought is to, you know, team first, get in the game, you know, get your season going and get your team in the playoffs. And this is just a bonus. And, you know, it's, you know, we don't talk about stuff like that, though.
So the All-Star Game's in St. Louis, some folks won't be here, Alexander Ovechkin, and there is kind of a movement in the league to say, listen, I need the time off. I need to skip a couple of days, even if I get it stinks for the league. I understand why a player, especially somebody who's been in the league a long time. How about as a former player, how do you feel about that, guys opting out of the game?
Well, I think those guys who do it consistently every year, they're trying to grow the game, and I understand. He's had, you know, Alex is a big player in the NHL for a long time, and he's, you know, as he's getting older and, you know, he's promoted the game really well. And, you know, if he wants to take it off, I mean, how can you complain about that? I mean, you know, it's, you know, you'd like to see him in St. Louis, but at the end of the hand, you know, you understand. He's played a long time.
How about for you when you got those calls to the All-Star Game? What did it mean to play at that level? And does any part of you, when you make it to that moment, does any part of you reflect on, hey, I was a kid and I wanted to make it to this level. I wanted to be an all-star. I mean, is that moment hit you?
You get an opportunity to be one of the players, and it means a lot. It really does. It means a lot to get selected. I mean, it shows that you're in the league company with guys that some of the guys you grew up watching, and to have an opportunity to get to skate on the same ice, to be in the locker room with those guys, is a big thrill. No question.
Why do I picture you returning your luggage right now? Maybe the car rental return. Are you at the airport?
Yeah, I just got here. Sorry.
No, this is the beauty of hanging with Big Walt. You never know what's going to happen. He's got to return his car. He's got to get on an airplane. what about the buzz in St. Louis, your hometown now, having the All-Star game, having Binnington and Petro and O'Reilly in this game, just the franchise? I said this many times on the radio side. It seemed like they always had bad luck and bad breaks, and now everything is going their way. Like, the brand is on fire right now in this city.
Oh, it's great. I mean, you saw what happened last year. It was unbelievable. And to see guys like O'Reilly, who, you know, who's really become a fan favorite, and Petro, who's been here forever, you know, and then Binnington, who a year ago, this time, was in the American Hockey League in a different organization. So, yeah, it's cool. And you can see David Perron in there, too, and hopefully David gets voted in. So I think it's awesome. I can't wait. I think it's great for the guys, great for our franchise. And, you know, we'll see. St. Louis knows how to do it, so there's no question in my mind that we'll do it right.
All right, we'll call this an abbreviated version of Hanging with Big Walt. And just a thought quickly on the Blues, 40 games in, they've played 40 games. Only 8 of those 40 games ended with a loss in regulation. So they either won or lost in overtime. And that's pretty remarkable, the run they've been on.
All right, I lost you there for a sec, 2020. Repeat that I'm sure, useless questioning him.
This is the future Hanging with Big Walt will just be you abusing me the whole time. The Blues have played 40 games, and they've only lost 8 times in regulation. So that means 40 times they played, 32 of those games, they either won it or extended it and then lost in overtime or a shootout. They've won 8 in a row at this point as we talk. It's pretty remarkable what they've been able to do. How do you think they've sustained this?
Well, you know what? I think that whole playoff run, finding ways to win, learning how to do that on a consistent basis, has helped them go into every game. No matter if you're up, you're down, your back's against the wall. I mean, you look at the road record we had last year in the playoffs. It was incredible. And that added on with Chiefs coaching staff, you know, the respect they have for him and the respect he has for the players. Everything just goes together, and that's an incredible record. I can't believe that record. I mean, 8 regulation losses, I mean, that's unheard of right now, and there's only very few teams that do that. And to be able to learn how to win like we have and seeing the guys have success, I mean, it just helps out everybody. They bring in new players, they learn the St. Louis way, and I think it's a lot of fun.
All right, we're going to do a quick break. One final thought from Big Walt when we continue. 3, 2, and 1. All right, Walter, we always do a friend of Walt or a former teammate. I wanted to bring up Al MacInnis, who you played with, because Alex Pietrangelo moving up the charts, moving past Chopper on some of these career milestones with the Blues. Take us back, Al as a teammate, certainly now Al as an executive with the Blues. When I mention Al MacInnis, what comes to mind?
Well, respect. I mean, off the ice, what he brings, how he carries himself. And then you go on the ice, and the career he had, obviously he's a Hall of Famer, but a great guy to learn from as a player. When I got a chance to play with him, see how hard he worked, see how he played the game, how intelligent he was, and, you know, to do that for that many years is an incredible statement to, you know, his preparation. And I think that's a trickle effect, and it's you know, much for this, you know, for this franchise. And for him to be still here, you know, giving back and helping out guys like Petro and Tarico and even the guys who aren't even playing here anymore. I mean, he was a great teacher. He's well-respected, and he's a great human being.
How often were you in the line of fire? You ever get drilled by one of his slap shots during a game?
No, I'm smart. I used to get out of the way even when I was playing against him. I did the old flamingo. But you know what? He controls his shot, though. He doesn't. He's not like some of these guys nowadays who shoot, you know, and you have no idea where it's going. He knew where it was going. So you were never in jeopardy unless it got deflected somehow before it got to you.
I would think if I was on the other team, I saw Al. Hockey guys are tough. I see him wind and getting ready to fire. I'm sorry. I'm getting out of the way. But that's me.
Yeah, but you're a JV senior year, so that doesn't surprise me.
Big Walt, I know you got to travel. We appreciate checking in with you, hanging with Big Walt. Have a great 2020. What will we be a little toasting tonight with the family? It sounds like a low-key night. I don't picture you playing board games around the fire, but it sounds low-key.
Yeah, probably a couple glasses of vino, and that's about it. We'll call it a night. I've been traveling way too much 2020, so Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year to you. That's the great Keith Tkachuk.